You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Woo. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
We got some Woo! Dick pigs in the house tonight! Oh,
welcome!
Yes! Yes!
Suey!
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 Woo!
Yo!
Welcome to Reality Gaze.
Welcome to
Live Lab Live.
So excited. Our first live show.
Welcome to Los Angeles. In the grips of a heat wave. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, but hope you enjoyed the party bus.
Her name is Priscilla. Treat her well.
Yes, yes, yes.
So as long as we're talking about the party bus, one thing we wanted, just some housekeeping stuff. You can go to the party bus. You can go to the party bus during intermission. Don't go out during the show. That's. And we're happy to be here at Dynasty Typewriter. This
yes.
is a great venue in downtown yes. LA. If you go this way, you see the lovely MacArthur Park. Don't leave that cake out in the rain.
No, no. No, it'll get shipped.
Yeah, she... well. You'll find some drugs inside.
Yeah.
Exactly. But anyway, I cannot believe we're finally here.
I cannot believe it either.
I just,
and you're finally here.
I just want to say, we started... God, when was it? 1983?
I was 10. Yeah.
But I'm saying we basically started Reality Gaze or a little bit before the pandemic.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
And so most of what we've done have been during the pandemic. And a lot of you guys have reached out and said, I've discovered you during the pandemic. And this was, we heard your voices and
yeah.
you know us through that. And now you're seeing us live
yeah.
in the flesh. And that's cool. Podcasting is a weird thing.
It's a weird thing, and it's weird people like us and weird listeners
and
like
we're
y'all.
So
that's
happy.
Why we're so happy.
And I cannot tell you, we are so happy to be out here performing for you guys.
I'm happy you have clothes on.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all I'm happy about.
That wasn't the plan. so I just want to say, though, for me, and I know Maddie feels the same, we're live performers. That's what we love most. And so
yeah.
when we can be here in the same room, and that's hard during the pandemic, we haven't been able to do that. And so it's like a
yeah.
watershed for us tonight. So thank you.
This is the reason
we're so
we
excited.
Did this. We're so excited.
Is there anything else we need to say before we do the podcast?
No,
I don't
think so.
What does my sheet say?
Y'all totally threw me off with your energy. I don't even know what's happening anymore. We need a lesbian stage manager.
Oh, I know what it was.
There is one in the building.
But lesbians get shit done.
They do.
I know what it is. You know what?
What?
Let's do the podcast.
Let's do the podcast.
Sing along if you know the words.
I don't just make love. I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking.
Soaking.
I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west.
All right. Oh, so here's how we're going to do this. Sorry, I'm going to put my lip gloss down. It's NARS orgasm.
Necessary?
Anybody? Yeah? I got special.
Where's your black honey?
Exact. I left it in the wrong bag. I was going to wear it, you whore. Anyway.
I'm going full legal pad.
Yeah,
tonight.
I've got my iPad. We're going to break it out. So now look, we're already mixing things up because y'all get to decide tonight, because we're only going to talk about three couples, and you get to decide tonight who we want to talk about. It's going to be your decision.
You have the fate of the entire Reality Gays audience in your hands.
You do. You do. So don't blame us. So, okay. Let's
Carl's
go.
Wife is going to be angry if you don't choose her favorites.
Carl, I hope they talk about Angela. I love her. Carl. Shoot her. Shoot her. Shoot her. Go get Mama's Kit Kat. Go get my sugar. Shoot her. My sugars are going low. Shoot her.
Poor Carl's wife.
So we
poor Carl's wife. Okay.
She's never going to make it to
she's
a show.
Never no. going to make it to a show. Okay, so we
she's
have...
She's a shut-in.
We're going to do this by sound of applause. So our first couple...
This is always an inexact science.
It is.
I don't know what to do. I'm worried.
Jake, our Poodle already said, I'm going to choose who I want.
I already...
We'll we'll
that
see.
Is a fact. I did
but
just say
said
I can
to,
overrule yeah. you guys.
So, okay, by sound of applause, who wants us to talk about Jenny and Smith?
Let me...
Okay, all right.
That was going to be one I was going to talk about
okay.
anyway. Regardless, you're kind of null and void
yeah.
at this point.
Who wants to hear about Surf Jesus
and Evelyn?
Oh, wow. Wow.
So we're booing like puppets now. Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay. We got to get our shit together.
Wasn't ready for actual booing on
stage.
No,
it's true. It's true.
Like it's some type of pantomime.
This show's going to be 3 hours long.
Woo!
All right. Woo! I hope y'all got a good buzz, bitches. All right.
How about Kenny and Armando?
Okay. And then
the
next
gays.
We have
oh God.
Binium and Ari. Okay. All right.
The ones you love to hate.
And last we have Victor and Ellie. That was just sad. That was sad.
That is my favorite audience reaction. No.
I'm like, is this a drama directed by Kenneth Branagh? What the fuck happened? It was
Belfast looks amazing.
Okay.
So obviously, we're doing
Jenny and Submit.
Chicken.
Kenny and Armando.
And Ari and Binyam.
And Ari and Binyam. All right.
And then, we will part two. It will not be live, but you'll hear us discuss this the living embodiment of sadness, which is Ellie and Victor. And also Corey and Evelyn. Although, I will say... I completely enjoy her extreme ruination of his life. The more we can punish straight men. Sorry if any straight men are here. I do need to say one little thing. Unfortunately, this was supposed to be the area for Poodle's playpen here for straight men. Come on, straight men who are here with their wives.
Whoa!
And maybe some who aren't.
Oh, we can. We got a bald brother in the first. You know I enjoy that.
I was told that it was against fire codes.
Yeah.
So we'll actually form a line at the rear of the building, and I will select you Studio 54 style.
You should have seen him try to fit the horse buggy in the door.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right.
No one said this was your night.
No. No one. Let's talk. We have some announcements.
No, we don't. This is a live show, you piece of shit. The announcements are go fuck yourself. You know what? I wore these socks just for you. Oh. I don't know if you can see them. They are someone flipping you off. So just know that even when I'm here and not flipping you off, I'm still flipping you off.
Hashtag blessed.
Okay, so let's jump into this, y'all. Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about, this was the episode that literally aired today on Discovery Plus. Yeah. If you haven't watched it yet, someone just went, oh no.
Oh no. You didn't watch it, honey?
Honey, it's fine. Honey, nothing much changes
nothing
from week
changed.
To week. I could basically tell you what's going to happen in three episodes.
What's your name, honey?
Who said no?
Isabel.
Oh, Isabel.
Honey, you're basic. It's fine. It's fine, Isabel.
Here's what's going to happen in two episodes, Isabel.
Yeah.
That Kenny and Armando are going to get married. They're going to roop up a bunch of shitty drama.
Yeah, they're going to get some boy butter and have a honeymoon, and it's fine.
Corey and Evelyn are going to have a fight, and Victor and Ellie will die in some horrible water accident.
Hurricane number two. You got it. That's it.
And... Ari and Binyam, suicide pact.
Yeah.
So.
Whoa. We just got dark. Trigger warning. All right. Let's move on, shall we?
Kind of wish I would. What happens?
Wow. This is Poodle without a drink. I wouldn't even let him have one.
Yeah, I'm not drinking this evening. So. Well, I was told it's a dry house, so I was going to go the way of the house. And I was told I may have something intermission. So.
Yeah. We had to pace it, y'all. All right.
Let's jump in. So, as we remember from last week, the parents have now, they're not gonna really push it.
They're not.
But
yeah.
They're not gonna stop them.
They're not gonna say no.
So it's kind of like that person who's like letting you, they're not gonna literally let you run out in the road, but they're not gonna push you either.
Yes. They're not gonna say, stop, Jenny. Because... And they're not going to ask, why did the chicken cross the road?
No.
They're not going to ask. Isabel, that was a chicken joke for Jenny. Okay, I'm just checking. Just checking, sugar.
Sorry if we spoiled that.
Sorry.
So, y'all, everything seems like it's perfect.
Yes.
Everything is working out Jenny's way.
Nothing can stop this. Nothing can stop this. We're at 100 ways to not marry Jenny. And Submit's like, I don't need to think of another one.
And have y'all ever seen the episode of Arrested Development where Job has something happen to him and he goes, I've made a huge mistake. That is Submit in every take of this episode.
This is the human embodiment of shitting your pants.
It is. He is, so y'all, they're going to the astrologer. Submit is visibly sick.
Visibly. He is actually green.
Every moment up to now, he's been like, well, can't happen. And as I said before, he is now the dog who has caught the car.
Yeah.
And this is, and he's like.
Did you notice? Y'all, if I lived in India, I'm going to be an astrologer. Did you notice how nice that house was?
Oh, yeah.
Even like later, Jenny was like, oh, I can't believe there's air conditioning. I like that part. Miss that. My feathers don't get sweaty. Appreciate it.
My eggs don't even incubate in here.
Nothing's going to hatch.
I expect the astrologer to kind of use like old charts and like just opens his laptop.
It's a Dale. All the way from Austin to India.
And he just like Googles horoscopes by Jan or something.
Yes.
All of a sudden he's like, everything looks good.
Yeah. The music was so dramatic. And he's like, vroom, 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 vroom. And then he just said, yeah, it's good.
But it wasn't even like good. He's like, that's fine.
Everything's fine. The stars are ready.
Stars are like, it's not great. It's not bad. It's like, whatever.
And Jenny, and that's where you see kind of like, you see kind of Submit's face just kind of turn inward. And he just is like, everything becomes slow motion.
I still say it's that look that everyone had at baby girl Lisa and Usman's wedding.
Yeah.
All the guests were like,
I'll have you know. My wedding was highly attended. People enjoyed it. I dyed my hair with some Clairol the night before, and it looked good. I even dyed my muff because we're going to raw dog. We're going to raw dog the American way. And I've given my husband,
say it with me,
my vulva.
There you go.
Oh, I don't miss her.
I need a cough drop. She's coming back, y'all. Single life.
No, she's not.
Well, Usman.
Usman.
She's going to have opinions.
She's, y'all, if you don't follow her on like TikTok, she's.
Then you don't need an antibiotic.
Nightmare.
All right. So.
So anyway. Horoscopes by Jan says everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
But he does say no temple wedding. You need to do this in a court.
Court.
And like we expect Sumit to have a little bit of problem, and I think we expected some kind of blowback.
Uh-huh.
But Jenny's like, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
She's great.
Okay, long as I can bear Sumit. And Sumit just goes, this happened really quickly.
Yeah. And they have to wait. They have to wait, I guess, 10 days or 9 days, he says.
9 days. And Jenny's
for
like,
for like Uranus.
Like, okay, let's have day. Let's have day. We're going to go. Yeah. Let's have day.
She's ready. She's like, she's like, hey, Siri, set a timer for 10 days.
So they're after that. They're at home. And he's kind of just sitting there. And she kind of has a little are you, is everything okay? Submit, are you, is it okay? And he's like, and the fact that,
okay?
The fact that Jenny has to ask Submit if he's okay after they've been doing this for 9 years.
They've been together 9 years, if you don't remember that.
And he's like, well, Jenny, you know what?
Is it
I
time?
Think this is a time.
Okay.
For Reality Gaze Theater. That was well done, everyone. I'm not even going to shade the fuck out of you.
I did it perfectly, didn't I?
You were okay. There's always time to learn and be better.
All right. All right, so...
I'll be playing Sumit.
Okay, and I'll be playing Jenny. All right.
So, action.
Sumit.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Sumit, you okay? You look
well.
I'm so happy. You're getting married, Sumit.
I know. I really want to marry you too.
Yeah, I want to marry Jenny. You too. Want to get married now?
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you realize how hard divorce was for me. And I'm just really scared of marrying anyone else.
Sumit.
I mean,
not hard. I've been married 3 times. It's fine.
Think about my feelings. I mean, really.
Moved from America. I left my grandchildren. I gave up my retirement. Remember when I cashed in my 401k? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was. It's a lot of money, and you're still paying for us, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Divorce. Divorce changed me as a person, chicken. And I think you need to let me have my space with this.
Okay. You don't want a baby.
Because.
Space?
Here's the thing, Jenny.
What? Oh, no. Oh God. Oh,
I'm
chickens
just
can't
so
cry.
Scared.
I don't know what's happened.
I'm just so scared. I don't know. Can you see what I'm going through? Can you understand what it was like for me?
Look, I've been through hell, and I get it. I'm going to be here for you. I just want you to put a ring on my finger, my wing. Talon, I don't
know.
So, chicken finger. That's it.
I just want you to understand.
Yeah.
So let's let's
the astrologer said it's fine, though. It's fine.
Okay, so just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
That's all I want. So
all right.
As long as you still understand where I'm coming from.
But you're excited, right? I feel for you, but you're... Oh.
And scene. Okay, this was appalling. Absolutely
he's
appalling.
He's a piece of shit. Right? God, and his dick is little. What's the point?
Y'all,
why are you there, Jenny?
It was all about his feelings.
It was
all about him going, he's like, and I know you've waited for like 9 years, but I'm just having some cold feet over here.
Yeah.
You know. You don't know how hard it was for me to get divorced while you were sitting here being my side piece for 5 years.
Yeah.
And being my mother's fucking punching bag.
Exactly.
God. Anyway, y'all, so they're going to go.
They go see the lawyer again.
To get the special marriage act.
14. But anyway.
And the lawyer says after 30 days of objections.
I can't wait, by the way. I can't wait till the end because Isabel doesn't know what happens at the end. You're going to shit yourself. I screamed at the TV.
Jenny gets sacrificed in the temple.
Yeah.
Sorry to...
Wait, Krishna! Wait, Krishna! Wait, Krishna!
We're going to make this part of the show now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just going to spoil it every time in the podcast. For Isabel.
For Isabel.
Submit is just like... And the lawyer tells them, so here's the thing. You've got 30 days. And Submit goes, 30 days? 30 days.
30
Ooh.
Days. And he's like,
30 days. That's
when
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can do that. I can do that.
And she's like, okay. And he's like, all you need to do is fill up this paperwork. And you know, y'all remember when you showed up to school and your teacher said there was a pop quiz and you completely were not prepared for it? And they put that paper on your desk and you're just going, fuck, 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 fuck. That was submitted. And then you know that stupid little bitch know-it-all sitting beside you who studied for that fucking pop quiz, and they're over there just going,
that's Jenny.
That's Chicken Jenny.
And the worst thing, y'all, Submit says, he just even tells the lawyer, I'm sorry, I just feel like I'm speeding.
I feel like I'm on a speeding train that can't stop.
And you know what? He is.
He is.
This is the problem, though, here, y'all. And Jenny just goes in her in the moment, yay,
we're getting married.
And y'all, the big reveal in all this. This was when I gasped.
Well, he goes and talks to. Yeah, so they go to the lawyer.
To Niraj.
Yeah, goes to Niraj.
He goes
who
to
is
the same
hot.
Internet. He goes
he
to the same
hot.
Internet
hair.
Cafe. Jesus.
Well, I can talk about.
He goes to the same. I know, but I was just like, you can. He's all wow.
Yes.
It's the same internet cafe that Jenny talks to her, I believe, talks to her daughter.
Yes.
And the internet cafe's got, like, shit piled up against the walls in the back. Old coffee makers.
Yes.
And at one point, the guy's like, I'm so happy for you because your parents are fine with it now. Everything's great. Submit, I'm so happy for you. And Submit's like, yeah.
He literally looks
it's
like
great.
He looks,
he's green.
He is, and he's sweating, and he is like physically uncomfortable. And finally, Niraj is like, "What is wrong with you? You seem totally confused." And that's where Submit just kind of goes in, like,
"I'm scared.
I'm scared.
I'm scared."
And then he says, "This is bullshit." He says,
"This
I worry
up.
That Jenny, when I get married, is going to be domineering like my ex-wife was."
Now here's the thing.
Jenny. It's Jenny.
She couldn't
get even angry at a PTA meeting.
He's worried. Do you remember, like, in the Looney Tunes cartoons where all of a sudden the chicken, one of the chicken, or maybe it was Daffy Duck, became the chicken monster?
Oh, it's Tweety.
Tweety Bird. Tweety Bird became the chicken, like, and, like, huge, and, like
boom, boom, boom.
Like, hammered Sylvester in the floor or something.
That was vivid.
That's what he thinks.
That was real. What kind of fucking cartoons did you watch?
Cartoons were violent.
I remember Bugs Bunny and Drag, not the violent stuff.
No, all the Daffy Duck cartoons were very close to my heart.
You kind of are Daffy
Duck. Yeah, I know.
Duck.
I know.
Yeah.
Someone just said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Anyway, so he's worried she's going to become the chicken monster.
Yes.
But and he's like, my ex was really, she was really domineering.
He's at 101, y'all.
And the friend goes, why are you even comparing this?
He's like, why are you doing this?
You're like Jenny. You love Jenny.
He said, you need to go to a psychiatrist. He said,
and
you're...
And then he says, you're already basically married.
You already live together.
So I'm going to say this. Two things are happening here. I'm leaning towards option A because Smith's a really big piece of shit. But
I like it.
Two things that are happening here is they're trying to make a bigger deal out of it. Smith's playing this role, or he's just that fucking ridiculous.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, I don't think he's that good of an actor. But so Niraj says, is there something you're not telling me? And Isabel, wait for this shit. Smith says, I haven't told Jenny that I called the lawyer and told him to hold on the paperwork.
Ah!
They're not even filing to get married.
She's going to kill him. And I will be happy.
She's going to start molting. Just full on running around with no feathers.
Just they're coming off.
Yeah. A chicken chandelier
that
scream.
That is the first agony chandelier scream.
Yeah, the chicken chandelier scream. That's the first. I should have been there.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
Anyway, y'all, Jenny's going to fucking lose it and become that chicken monster. And she did say, we saw it for the next week. Watch out, Isabel. That Jenny says, I said, I'm done. I'm leaving. How many people think Jenny's actually leaving?
No.
And next week, I think someone in the Hare Krishna temple is just going to be a devotee.
When you're at a Hare Krishna temple and they go, bitch, leaving.
Even the Hare Krishnas
literally,
are like,
that's what she
what
says.
Are you doing with
She's
your
like,
life?
Leave his ass. Anyway.
When a Hare Krishna is acting like a Jerry Springer audience member, you need to leave.
Yeah, that's...
But the thing is, and she's like, you should, and this is great advice. Jenny, if you try to leave, Sumit will feel threatened.
Yeah.
And it's because he's a fucking man, baby. And the only way you're going to get what you want is to show him what he's losing.
Yeah. But I don't think that's going to work still.
I still think they are going to try to make this marriage happen. We think there are two more episodes in the season with two tell-alls. We think.
We don't know. Matt Sharp has us by the
balls. I know. They could do one of those 22 episodes that they did with Happily Ever After last season.
That's true. Oof. No.
That was like my ball sack being chipped on with hammers. That's what that long season felt like. Not even hammers. Just like those like reflex hammers that the doctor uses for your knees. That was graphic, wasn't it?
Your dick bounce? That's gross.
I'm sorry.
We need to move on.
Can we take that out of the edit?
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to
Caitlin and the Canadian Sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
All right, here it, y'all. We're going to talk about next. We're going to skip Surf Jesus and go to Kenny and Armando.
Kenny and Armando.
The gays.
Oh, I see now. It's on your list.
I know.
Okay. Just going to put on some lip gloss.
You've said the wrong thing twice now. If I would have just, you just had to look at the sheet. I really did try to be organized about this.
He did. All right.
Just dying inside.
All right. Let's
so
do
here's
it.
The thing. Here's the thing. We've said forever in this season of The Other Way that these problems are real that Kenny and Armando are having. The drama is fake, we think.
You think? I don't
I
know.
Think the drama is fake.
I kind of disagree
well,
with this family.
Here's why I'm saying this. The drama is all coming from not necessarily the couple. The drama is coming from Armando's issues with his family and Kenny's family issues.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're fine.
And it's opposite of normally. Because normally, unless it's Chantel and Pedro. Now,
Pedro.
Need to make a...
Pedro. She always makes that face.
Pedro.
I love him so much. You just got to tell my parents
It's just a sour face.
We're getting married.
The announcement I'm going to make is, contrary to what you said, we will be covering the family Chantel on our Patreon.
We are.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me this.
Executive decision.
You just decided this.
We talked about it.
If I did this, you would be blivid.
You were tired. But I'm saying, you were against it. I've been for it. That's not true. I'm against it.
Maybe we'll start covering Mama's Boy.
I would never. Never.
Maybe. Maybe I'll announce that in Chicago.
Call me, Matt. You're single now, I hear.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could do a lot with that Sonic the Hedgehog cut.
Oh.
But anyway, what I was going to say is, we'll talk about Chantel Pedro later, but so the parents, Armando's parents are coming, and with father, dad is coming.
It is, yes.
I sound like a broken record. I'm going to finish saying this. I'm just saying the wedding is still about his fucking father coming.
I know.
And it annoys the shit out of me because at one point I'm like, don't fucking come so I can have a great time. And if you're going to get grossed out by seeing me kiss my husband, don't show your fucking face. And yeah. And part of me says he's expending so much energy. Whole wedding is wrapped up in this fucking dad.
I agree.
And they can't even enjoy their own wedding.
I agree.
I'm pissed about it.
Well, I couldn't tell.
I just turned into Mother Poodle there for a second. Oh, I don't know why. Everything is...
Oh, God.
Jay Bird, I don't know. He can tell him just like to piss off. I wouldn't care. Oh.
Wow.
So, then y'all, and the worst part about this is he finds out his dad is coming, but then it's the same thing.
I wish he would have come on his own.
I really wish he would have come on his own.
And I want to say, girl, like, take the
wish in one hand and piss in the other.
Yeah. But also we can look at blessings or burdens.
Thank you.
This is such a blessing that your father's even showing up. And it might not be, the thing is what, and maybe it's just youth, but I feel like as we mature.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about either, Isabel, you young bitch. But we learn to accept that people don't always do what we want. They do what they can. And sometimes that's enough. And I don't think Armando, he's got this absolute, like you said, he is fixated on this absolute.
This fairy tale.
My dad has to love this and accept this and want me to see me kiss my husband at my wedding. Well, honey, this is what he can do. And this is, yeah, I look at this, this is huge. It's coming.
I do too, but I've hit the threshold of, yes, this is huge. I'm happy for you. Now I'm like, get the fuck over it. I'm over this obsession with your dad being there, him being happy about it. He's wandering around going, is my dad happy? Is my dad watching the family come in? Is he like not comfortable with me watching the girls pick out their dresses? Of course he's not.
No, because you're...
My father wasn't comfortable with that either, but he just went in the other room and I was okay with it.
I know. Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Bless Father Poodle's heart.
But... And this idea...
I mean, I relate to Armando, I will say, just because I was that girl 10 years ago.
You are that girl.
I would, yeah. But I'm much better, but because, remember, y'all, what do we say? What other people think of you
is none of your business.
But I used to not think that. And so it really was... I would have been probably fixated on everybody being comfortable. And I hope, maybe... The only problem is... Kenny really does that too.
I know.
They're kind of like this
really ridiculous codependent couple.
Well, now they're not going to be on the show ever, Poodle.
Sorry, y'all. They do listen to our podcast, and Sissy got us a cameo for, and they were really sweet about it. And they're like, we like you most of the time.
Yeah, Kenny was like, we like you.
But you know what?
And he said, hey, if something happens to me, Armando's into old guys. A shady bitch. Kind of made me like him more.
And Armando's in the back going,
oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Just enjoying his little Twinkie self.
Like, I know. If we went out to drinks, Armando and I would, like, end up talking about crafting or something
Kenny
like that.
Oh, Kenny and I would
And
bond.
You and Kenny would just have vodka and just read people for
Oh, we would. We just sit over there with fake cigarettes.
Yeah. So,
I want to just say a little bit about this. It turns out he was talking to his mom and says the message that you sent Dad made him come there.
Yeah, Armando sent him a text message saying, you know, I would show up for you if it was a big event. So his dad came, didn't really talk about it. Again, Armando says, I wish my dad would talk about his feelings. And I'm like, honey, he's a boomer.
They
don't talk about their feelings. Like, they don't. Papa Mar doesn't talk about anything except what chicken fried steak he wants from Burger Time.
The only... Burger Time?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it used to be burgers and fries.
No!
But then the Ponders bought it from the Smiths. And the Smiths and the Smiths' daughter ended up having an affair with the Ponder boy. So they wouldn't let him have the name. So... They named it Burger Time because they bought, but then apparently someone told it was named after the video game.
I wish I had a sound cue of Burger Time
But there was nothing to do with Burger Time. So anyway, it closed during COVID, and now it just opened up at Burgers and Fries again. But not the Smiths own it because he died.
Southern stories.
They ain't sad. They ain't sad. He got hit by a truck, for real. He did. On a horse. Took them both out. over at Gene Autry. It did. It's one of those fracking trucks.
This is not a real place.
Anyway.
This is not a real place. I will believe.
Oklahoma's the Wild West.
I will believe this happened when I see it.
You will one day.
I just don't.
You will one day.
We're going to film me going to fucking Oklahoma one day.
Yes. And you know where we'll go. Come see the animals at Arbuckle Wilderness. The animals are waiting for you.
You can get run over by us.
Arbuckle Wilderness. The animals are waiting for you. Ba-da-da. Woo! That's some OG singing.
This is off the rails.
It's off the rails. Okay. Beautiful moment. The families meet.
I love this blended family moment. Did you guys love this?
I loved it.
I also forgot that there was a third daughter that Kenny has.
Same.
And now, like, she's like taking center stage. She's like, Dad, what do you mean? Well, I'm like, you haven't been here.
Who is
this bitch?
He was busy.
I'm like, what gives you the right to have an opinion?
I don't get it. I think we combined her and the middle sibling together, right?
They're all Taylor
and Tanya or whatever, but we combined them.
Oh, God. They're never going to come on our show now, but I really want to say what I want to remember about their names. The three girls. Taylor and Tanya.
It's Taylor and something.
Taylor, Cassidy, and the third one.
Madison.
Thank you.
Madison. Boy. Madison.
Those.
Madison.
Y'all, those are the three most basic girls' names in the world. We all know that.
I love you, Kenny. Sorry.
Sorry. Okay. I got to keep it real. Okay. And his son, Bryson's name is spelled B-R-I-C-E-N.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
I can feel it going up my spine.
You know the actual house manager's name here is named Bryson.
Yeah, but it's spelled normal.
Oh, it is with a Y-S.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure.
I dated a Bryson one time. B-R-Y-S-E-N.
How'd that go?
Well, I'm single. So... we dated. It was lovely. It was a lovely 3-week affair.
Poodle, what do you think about Josh?
Who's Josh?
Oh, you were busy.
Josh, who?
He's the cute brother, right? Wasn't Josh
cute? Oh, yeah. The
dark
boyfriend.
Hair with a beard. The boyfriend of Madison, I
think.
He's
cute. They're all the same girls to me.
So they show up. Cassidy.
Except for Cassidy.
Cassidy is pregnant, and Kenny, they're all meeting. It's my favorite part of weddings. It's when everybody from different worlds come together.
I love that you say that because everyone's being fake. Everyone's just waiting until...
I don't think so.
Waiting until I can talk about the other people.
Do you... Okay, who thinks they're being fake? Who thinks they're not? That was
50-50.
Lackluster on both ends.
No, I'm just saying, when you meet someone, you're not you. You're gonna put your best foot forward.
Oh yes.
But I'm saying to think of that is I loved this moment because it did feel new and wonderful. But to say that they're best friends and their family, so far from it.
No.
So, but I want to just say, they're having a taco truck. Everyone's gonna have a good time, and I was like, tacos.
Who doesn't?
When I saw this.
Who doesn't?
If you're in LA, if you're visiting LA, get some tacos while you're
here.
Get
some tacos. Some people went to La Boheme tonight. I saw.
Oh, yeah. It's not the opera.
No, it's a bougie West Hollywood restaurant.
I know.
Okay.
I'm like, you just told me it was a bougie West Hollywood restaurant.
I was telling them.
Like I haven't lived.
I was telling them. Bye. You have. I know you have fucked several servers from La Boheme. The opera and the restaurant. Wow. Okay. Now, speaking of creating drama for no reason.
You thought it was funny on the podcast, then you saw the visual
and you see it.
Oh, that became real.
You're like, whoa.
Yikes.
Why does Kenny need to tell his family they're wanting to have a baby?
Thank you. At the wedding.
It's not the time or the place.
I need to tell everyone while we're all together. Because the most stressful moment in your life, you need another stressful moment. Separate your milestones, y'all.
Yeah.
Separate your fucking milestones.
Yes. Yes,
when you're going to have another child, get your family on a Zoom.
Yeah.
Then they're less likely to scream at you.
Yes.
What did you think about the... So anyway, he tells the kids, he's like, I'm so happy to see you. I just want to be a father my whole life. And then the water
he's crying.
Start. He's like, so you're going to adopt Hannah. And he's like, why do you say that? And I will say...
That was a nice segue.
I will say the worst way to introduce the thought of adopting another child says, we went to some orphanages.
Which you don't hear a lot because we don't have orphanages here. So I literally imagine like Annie.
All of y'all thought Annie.
All of you thought
All
Annie.
All of y'all thought orphans scrubbing floors.
It's a hard knock life for us.
Someone
it's
like.
It's a hard knock life for us. Oh, we got some Annie queens in here.
And those kids thought about orphans with, like, soot on their faces.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't want that in our family.
Family. Well, did you notice Cassidy's face even when he said that he was probably eventually would adopt Hannah? Thank you.
I've been trying to give these kids the benefit of the doubt. But this is what happens when these kids are fucking spoiled brats. I'm sorry.
I'm over it. This family's a mesh, I have to say. They're too codependent.
And
because this is what I'm saying. Who gives a flying fuck what Kenny wants to
adopt? Thank you.
I don't care if he wants to adopt a parrot, even though I would be terrified.
And it
because I don't like birds.
I'll just say this: it doesn't work that way. Where you're gonna forget about us. You're grown.
I'm sorry you can't have coffee with your dad like you want to every
you
weekend.
You have a family of your own.
He's probably tired of raising your kid.
Go and to your therapist and talk to them about this.
It's just like, look, it's not that I get sadness. And like Bryson.
And they're a
you
really
can tell
close
like,
family.
Oh, I miss my dad. I'm sad I miss my dad. You know, be nice to have him around. But he's not, but Cassidy especially is just completely.
And Taylor, the one who's like, I haven't been here. Taylor,
yeah. Cassidy's okay. Taylor's like falling apart.
I haven't earned this, honey. We haven't even seen you. We don't give a shit about you.
Well, Kenny had these kids.
You were right, Pillow. I need this right
now. Yeah, it's true. Kenny literally didn't just like accidentally have kids. He had four kids.
Oh, intentionally.
He raised them all. He did all this. And this is for anybody. Y'all, once your kids are grown, it's your time. It's your time.
And you're not going to forget about your children.
And if your kids are 25 and need you to raise their kids or they're still asking for money, tell them no.
Thank you.
Tell them no. Thank you.
And the other thing
someone just went, thank you. Oh, God, my son's a dick. Fuck.
I'm calling him right now.
Oh, God.
But I'm just going to say, that is something they all need to talk to their counselors or therapist about.
Yeah, that actually family therapy. They need to go.
I'm just like, Kenny needs to say, you need to let me live my fucking life.
Yes.
And the problem is, he's always been there to catch them.
Yeah.
He's always been there, and this is the repercussion of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, I feel for this family, but at the end of the day, I'm just like, My empathy trough is running low.
The problem is that Kenny said, at the very end, Kenny said, for once I just want to put, I've always put my family first, and I want to put my husband first. And I wanted to say,
Kenny, put yourself first.
Put yourself first, Kenny. We should go in some, like, spiritual place in Ojai, and I'll say, Kenny, put yourself first.
I think that would be the heart.
Look at me and say, I'm drunk.
I think that would be the hardest thing in the world for him to say, to put himself first.
Again, I've been there. I've learned.
Y'all, it's time for some shout-outs
tonight. Oh, good. Well, didn't mention these at all.
You know you make me want to shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my hands back and shout, come on now, don't forget to say you will.
Pregnant, don't have a baby. Keep it in.
All right. Here we go. What we decided to do.
This could go over terribly. We don't know.
My first thought was, can I read this at this level?
This is so big. He made this so huge.
My contacts don't see well with distance.
No.
So these were shout outs that you guys sent in to say hello to people out there. This is going to be on our podcast. So, and sometimes people who are back. Ooh, there we go. Give us a little music, Nikki.
I'm out of breath from dance.
Me too.
Jesus. Motherfucker.
Did you hear me going?
I was like, shout, woo.
That's like if you've ever seen me do a cameo as Pig McCarthy,
the
Australian poet. She's like, I don't can't talk very much because I've been riding.
Because we ate McDonald's yesterday.
Yeah, that crash diet never works.
Yeah, never worked.
So here we go. I'll let you do the first one. your voice.
Okay. This is for all those. Oh, yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah, this is from Aaron, and she says, this is for all those who are going to raw dog it tonight. Because it's the American way.
And this is to my sister wife and skin tag, Nicole. You might not be here in person, but you are always in my heart. Whenever I smell an Italian sub, I think of you. Sandy Horseshoe. No, sorry, that's true.
Oh, Sandy Horseshoe says, you manifested it, bitch. I love you like Darcy and Stace.
And this one is from Candy. Shout out to the Mod Squad ladies in the building.
It's up there.
Wish I could have made it there to see you guys this week and have fun, you hoes. Love ya, Candy.
This is to JoJo, but they said not Angela's JoJo.
They're splits.
Not Angela's. Thanks for being my Maddie to my poodle. See you at the Arizona live show or the next LA show. XOXO Rini.
Aw. This says, Eddie, thank you for coming with me to see my two favorite queens. Now, please, don't leave me for Poodle. Unless you can get me the $15 Patreon tier for free.
Love your wife, Ari. Where's Eddie?
Where's Eddie?
Oh, wow. Oh, he's got arms, Poodle.
Ooh.
You like that.
Oh, yes.
Can you lift up 300 pounds?
Get in the... 300.
I mean, 200.
Is he carrying me and you? Just line up here, Eddie. We'll talk.
We're good, Joe. This one's shady. They said so Maddie can come to Houston for his dad's cancer treatments. But not a live show. Okay, got it. Enjoy the live show, whatever. But then they said, just kidding, proud of y'all. The growth over 2 years has been amazing. I love you guys deep, except when we shade Beyonce.
How?
I don't remember. Have a great show, and I can't wait to hear and watch from Kendra.
This is shout out to all the Gen X boomer and Southern sissies. How many boomers and Southerners do we have here tonight? Please know all positive influences you had on this straight girl from childhood to adulthood. Hearing Maddie and Poodle's accent especially always reminds me when I never saw any love different than what truly is. Kalo.
That's there's a lot of these. Settle in.
I know.
Okay. Shout out to my ultra hot hubby Eric, who's sitting here in the crowd. Ooh. And probably being undressed by Jake's imagination. Ooh. Where's Eric? Ooh. Where's Eric?
Ooh. I can't see a thing.
He's in the back.
Oh, I see you.
You know what, Eric? Get up here. Come here. Let's get you in the light.
Oh,
Eric.
Where is
Come
he?
On. Come on, Eric. Let's just undress you.
Oh my.
Whoa. Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah, here, just let me look here. Just turn around. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll do nicely.
Come on.
You'll do nicely.
I'll let you get a picture with Poodle.
Here we go. Oh, yes.
Okay. And Eric, remember, it ain't cheating if it's with Poodle.
Love watching you walk away. Wow. Gotta tell ya.
Wow.
God, I love completely.
We're gonna get sued.
We will.
All right. Are you? It's Haley. Are you completely flustered?
I'm a little Twitter painted right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Either Hallie or Haley. Hallie. Who cares? It's your sister Renee saying congratulations on becoming a mom. Can't wait to meet my nephew.
Oh. Shout out to my stoner ride or die dick pig, Kimberly Sherlock. Love you, long time from Amanda.
Woo!
Oh, it's a lesbian note.
I love that. Hey, Viva. Looks like these queens remember your dick pig days in Denton, Texas.
Yep, sure do. Oh, y'all, everybody's favorite. It's Eliza. And she said, I just want to say...
The contest winner. The name contest
winner.
Yeah,
who named her show. Who could not be here. Eliza couldn't be at this show.
And either Kyle, who was the other
winner,
he's coming in, I think, Chicago.
He's coming to Chicago.
He's in fucking Turkey right now doing some gay shit.
And Eliza has, like,
probably
kids
getting some
and
work
a life,
done, like Darcy
and I don't know. Anyway, so she says, hi, everyone. Are you enjoying the show?
Woo!
That's all. That's all. She said that's all.
That note is textbook Eliza.
Yeah, textbook.
Congrats, Natalie, on your first bun in the oven. You are a beautiful, glowing, pregnant queen and empowered woman.
Empowered woman.
Love your former cubicle warrior, Kat.
Shout out to my cubicle warriors. Where are y'all? Yes. We're doing what we can, y'all. Doing what we can. Okay. Holla at my BFF, Susanna, who's home with a newborn or whatever instead of in L.A. Lame.
That was brutal.
Priorities, Susanna.
Lame is spelled L-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-M-E. Shout out to all the members of the Mod Squad, especially the ones who couldn't make it to the show. You were all queens from Ohio, Lisa.
All right. We're getting there, y'all.
Good luck.
Okay. We're going to cut these down next time.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Marnie, thank you for being the best fiance ever, and I am so glad you have welcomed Maddie and Poodle into our daily conversations. I love you.
Shout out to the queen dick pig, Janelle, on her 100th anniversary of her 21st birthday. Janelle, I love you, and I'm so glad you will always be older than me. Love your haggard married friend, Stacy.
This is shout out to Nana Diesel.
Oh,
that's the name. Shout out to Nana Diesel. I'm glad you wanted to come to the show with me and try something new. Love you, mouse.
Catherine Whitney from San Francisco. Your mama wants to thank you for coming to visit her and bringing you to the show. She loves you so much. Also, your boyfriend Ryan says happy anniversary, and he loves you so much. He's the luckiest guy on earth. Then you can ask Poodle. Poodle, do you think Ryan has BDF? Stand up, Ryan. Where are you?
Oh, no.
Where?
Oh, he's not here.
Well, fuck that.
Oh. Oh, my God, I love your shirt. Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy?
Oh, my God!
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
All right. Keep going.
All right. All right.
Damn, we're not going to do
come up here. I want a picture with that shirt.
So we're going to do this in the show,
you know
I guess.
What? We're going to improv. Read the next one.
I love all it right. How that we have an improv so far.
I can't have Poodle do it because he'll fuck it up. What's your name?
Kat.
How
Kat
dare you? All right. Poodle and Maddie, I don't have a Facebook account, and I'm not tech savvy. I would like to send you a gift for my shout-out daughter, Whitney. Can you send me your P.O. box?
Why did you edit this out?
We should have taken that one away. Shout out to my lovely wife, Jilly Bean, who was convinced to join me at the show by the promise Maddie and Poodle would do the Jenny Chicken voice.
You're welcome.
Did. It's what made her finally get why I love the boys so much, and I'm really hoping she to keep that promise. You're welcome.
Okay, to my best friend, Phoebe, I'm really sorry we couldn't find you a ticket. Damn, that's cold.
Ow!
That's fucking cold. Fuck. Wow. Damn. Congratulations on your new job, though.
Fuck Babette at PCC Community Markets.
And then
y'all,
my favorite.
Everyone say fuck Babette. Fuck Babette.
And my favorite is XOXO, Hannah.
A huge dick pig shout out to the boys for bringing me out of my depression.
There Yay. You go.
And finally,
to my sissy from the same missy, pregnancy twins, who gets the honor of being pregnant at the same time as her little sister. I'm so excited to raise our little feminist dick pigs together. Let's hold on for the ride. It's going to be wild. Love, JoJo. That's it.
All right, y'all. So that's the end of the first act. You'll have about 20 or so minutes. Go to the 30 minutes. Go to Priscilla and
Priscilla
go to your
bus.
Party bus thing. Y'all get your merch. Get your Keep Going
Queens
T-shirts.
I want to say one, thing about the merch. They're, of course, with everything. They're like some sizes weren't there. So if you need a certain size, they're listed on there. You can buy it today, and we'll ship it
We're
to
gonna
you.
We're going
to
ship it.
I'm shipping it for my cubicle warrior job, so it's for free. They'll ship it.
So,
but just let us know.
Oh, and we'll do that in the second act.
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever we're doing. All right.
Because I'm tired.
Y'all, we've got a rest. Go get some drinks. Have fun. If you came here by yourself, go up to a sissy and say, are you a dick pig?
Everybody's friends here.
Yeah, everybody's friends. See you after the intermission.
See you in
Y'all,
this is a part of the show we're going to call Reality Roundup.
Reality Roundup. God, I hope I remember it. You've got hair on you, babe.
Can you get that off of me?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
God, you're like a spider woman.
I don't know what that means. So Darcy and Stacey obviously just ended. We Live For It. And
coming back on January.
Season 3 in January, which is really quick.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, already in January.
Because the network is that thirsty.
It's highest rated. Highest rated.
Can you believe it?
Who thinks...
Crying through Botox
who
is very popular.
Who thinks Darcy and Georgie are going to be together still? No. So who said... So no. Everybody's mumbling no, right?
Here's my theory. Darcy knows that the only way to sell the show is her being unlucky in love.
I mean...
And... So even if
what
she
do you want to see? Darcy goes to the farmer's market and can't find kale.
I don't know why they don't have kale.
What's kale? Everyone's talking about kale.
I don't know. I like some French fries though.
But wouldn't you watch her like fall apart over and over and over again?
Yes.
Some people
groan. They're our queens. We love them, but some people groan.
So we want to talk about one thing. The next thing we want to talk about is Love After Lockup. It's Lalu, y'all. Been found guilty.
He's guilty, y'all.
Of love in the first degree.
Yeah.
But I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
As long as you're here with me, the judge and the jury, when they heard my plea, gonna set me up the river.
Straight up that
well, gay up.
And put the blame on me.
Lock me up,
throw away the key.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm just a prisoner of love.
I'm just a prisoner of love.
It's Love After Lockup, y'all.
Ooh, yeah, Love After Lockup. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere, Isabel.
Nice jumpsuit, y'all.
All right. Okay.
So, we did get a big reveal that in January, we have a new series called Love During Lockup.
Best show on television. Who agrees?
So,
who loves it? It's so good.
If you...
Uh-oh, we're talking now. Someone had a cocktail on that bus.
And y'all...
Oh, whoa.
Knew that party bus, but I'm in a mistake.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's people who are meeting during, they're visiting, I assume, prison.
Yes.
And
while they wear stripes, kind of like this one with the striped cardigan with the glitter.
It's
like a prison outfit. I love
it. Not everyone in prison wears stripes.
I don't know.
Is this like, what do you think this is? Like Shawshank Redemption?
I love that movie.
Like every basic straight man. Sorry, basic straight men.
I loved it. Some people have heard spoilers, some not, but maybe some haven't. But do y'all agree, like, what's up with Sean? Does he just have the best dick in the world? Why? What is it? Why does Sarah like?
Because she has no standards?
He doesn't have money. He has money for Ohio. Sorry, Ohio.
I'm here for it.
Where's our Ohio sissies at? Oh! We'll be coming to your state on the apology tour.
Enjoy it now, but we have to go back to hell.
Florida will be next. Royal next. Yes.
But anyway, Lalu has continued to prove ourselves.
Yes.
We've got fucking John and Christiana.
Yeah.
We've got, and say a prayer for Demons Got Her.
Because
when the demons got you.
So, Sissy said the demon got her.
The demons got her. She's supposedly, I didn't tell you this.
Right.
John's MySpace account or something. Or he I think he did have like some type of like, I think I did see him something posted on some Love After Lockup that she is doing better.
Good. Good.
So prayers coming out for Demons Got Her.
We love her.
She's doing the best she's has with that wig.
I hope to meet her one day and fix her eyebrows.
And Christiana, boy.
Introduce her to Anastasia.
You've got hair all over your too.
Oh, thank you. All right, shall we move on?
Yes, let's talk Below Deck.
Below Deck. Yes?
This doesn't have a theme song yet because I haven't written it.
Because someone hasn't written it yet.
I had things to do.
Well, you know. Ooh. Don't touch me.
Anywho, so what do y'all think of this season so far? The main Below Deck. Daddy Boat Daddy Lee is back.
I am not usually into white man, but he is cute.
Okay. Who hates Heather with the passion? Like, fuck.
I'm still on the fence.
Boy.
I don't hate her. I just think she's going to completely crash and burn like a dinosaur on fire when an asteroid's hitting the world.
But we're all happy about the potential of, like, Jake, not me, hooking up with both Fraser and Raina.
We love it.
We're all happy about that.
We love some Bi Below Deck.
Yeah. Ooh. Bi Low Deck.
Bi Low. Wow.
If you're from the South and you love a good bilo, come at me. Or as my grandmother put it would say, I got something at the bilo's yesterday and it was rotten. I'm returning it.
That's what you get for going to the bilo's.
No, my grandmother Poodle would return something. She'd return produce. She'd return everything. She'd make a special trip to return that shit. And they would go and she's like, I need restitution. That's the word that she liked to use. My family was tough.
Are you from Deliverance? I just don't.
It's like a Faulkner novel.
We need to move on.
I think that's, what's the next thing?
I think that's it. I think, where are we going to talk about the show now?
It's time to go back to the podcast.
Let's talk about it. All right, let's do it.
Yo. It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
And it's another theme song.
And this is Too Hot to Handle, y'all. Too Hot to Handle. It's the new show about some hot
y'all,
money people trying to win.
What's his name?
This was my best rap.
Australians in the mix.
It was. Where's my water?
I think we drank it. I drank
screamed
mine.
Screamed under your chin. Okay.
Welcome to my fucking world.
I just want to point
every
out
every goddamn day
that was literally like someone, the lowest form of entertainment.
It's either that or him just getting comfortable.
Thank you.
That is why he brought the pillow. He's like, well, I'm gonna need something to get comfortable.
All right, we're talking Ari and Binyam.
All right. I know.
Everyone make Ari's face.
I know. I kind of, I will say this. I know y'all don't love her, but I want to talk about, can we just talk about the beauty? I just want to say, Evelyn woke up pissed off at Corey because she had a dream that he did something wrong. And she feels validated by that.
That was my favorite thing this episode.
Yeah, because shading his hands on the wheel.
Because we're talking about Ari and Binyam, you're aware.
I know, I just wanted
to say
that.
You just want to say it, yeah.
You know what? I just can do things.
I did want to say that Evelyn was in full-on Nightmare on Elm Street Dream Warriors.
Yeah.
Where, like, the girls got, like, syringes for
maybe
hands.
Maybe she watched Nightmare on Elm Street. She went, things that happen in dreams are real.
Nightmare on Ingabao, Dream Warriors.
Nightmare on Pig Street.
Nightmare on Pig Street. Wow, I think she might be the most insufferable person alive. She's close.
But let's
talk about Ari.
Yeah, no, I think his name's Steven.
Y'all, they were not on this episode, and we were mortified. I really wanted to dig into that motherfucker.
I know.
I wanna see you smile. I wanna love my life. Here.
Hold my mic. I'm my boom mic, bitch. Hold my bitch.
I wanna love your life. I wanna taste your eyes. I wanna eat your mouth. We're gonna be together unless someone has something to say about it, like my Mormon elders. And I'm gonna tell you to do what I'm gonna do, everything I want, and you're gonna do it. And I'm gonna soak you. And I'm gonna do it. You're gonna do anything you want because I'm a man, and Mormonism tells me I can. And I'm just your average predator, but you can't tell because I'm not threatening. I love you.
Now you're going to want a piano for every fucking show.
We need a piano.
I'm not hauling that to Chicago.
Sorry, I know we were talking about R.E.M.
Yeah,
but boy, he gets my rage monster going.
No shit,
like
Sherlock.
Nobody else. Oh. I will say, they find someone every year that, like, every season that just seizes up my heart.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the one this season.
It is. And I realized, too, before we start, I want to do something. Because we said we're
going
to do this.
Great. I love unscripted
moments. No, we talked about it. I want to talk to the photographer.
You know me.
Y'all, because they don't believe it.
Oh,
I want to take, like, a little Instagram video, and I want to send it to my dad.
Instagram videos!
So can we get the house lights up? Can we get the house lights up?
Yes!
All right, everybody.
Here we go.
How do we do this? Okay, we'll do it.
Did you just say, how do we do this?
No, I'm trying. All right, everybody. Okay.
Y'all are cute.
Look at me, whore.
Here we go.
All right, it's showtime.
It's alive.
Look
at
them.
You're taking up all the room.
It's true.
Y'all are good looking. I see a lot of fun looking ass.
It's true.
In the place
you know
tonight.
What? Okay. On the count of three, I just want everybody to. This one was
on
my dad.
We're on different sides.
I just want everybody
me.
To look at the camera and say double it. All right. One, two, three.
Yes.
My daddy will like that. Thank y'all.
Don't All ever right. call him your daddy again.
My daddy. Now we can do the show.
That's my name.
Did we get it, Lexus? Did we do it right? Okay. All right. Let's
Yo,
jump into
give it up
this.
For our photographer, Lexus.
And Ian, our cameraman.
Okay.
And the crew.
Let's finish up because we're never going to finish this
let's
show.
Let's do. My reflux is kicked up from talking about Steven. We got to go.
Okay. So this is post-fight. This is post-them, like, with the translator, when she said, I'm sorry for the life you're going to have. I know. All of us went.
Do we have an Ari stan in the crowd? Okay, just checking.
Well, the thing is, I kind of get the people who go, Ari, Binyam, they're kind of the same. Neither of them know how to communicate with the other. Neither of them trust the other. It's a relationship. It's a fountain of lies.
Well, you know what I realized watching this? You just forget. They're children.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, they're so young. They're so young. And they just, poor.
Oh,
what,
my.
They're like 25, right?
It's the time.
Oh, never mind. Fuck that. They're horrible.
It's the time. It's the time of the evening where the audience talks back. Love that. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. So y'all, Mama Janice just goes, I'm going to have a talk with you.
Yeah, she's going to, I put my hand in here.
Yeah, and you know what?
Take care of it.
She's done that all of Ari's life, and she will continue to do it. Because thank God someone's in the driver's seat of Ari's life.
What did you notice? Ari came out, like, in the beginning. She almost looked like she was cracked out or something. She was, like, looking like this, and she's like, I'm so tired. And her mom said, well, gone. She go take a nap. She's like, okay. And so she goes and takes a nap, and then her and Binium decide to go to dinner.
Janice just fixes her relationship.
Yeah,
over coffee.
That Janice could fix everybody's relationship on 90 Day Fiancé. Just send her out.
She, you know what? She might even be able to fix Jenny and Submit.
Maybe. Maybe.
So, y'all, Janice just sits down and just goes, let's be real.
Let's be real.
And she's like, Ari's cried a lot. We get a lot of messages about people who've been, like, saying that you've been using their house as, like, basically a brothel or a studio or whatever, or maybe it's the
sex den. We don't know.
And Bingham's like, no, you don't understand. It's a music studio. There's got to be lots of random girls where it's not a music studio. I will say, his denial or his defense of things is always the funniest to me. It's like, people are coming in and out. It's like, I don't know any music studio where people are just like, bring in the other four, like, music video girls.
Yes.
Let's have them in here.
Yeah, sure. And the thing is that Janice flat out asked him, she says, did you cheat on Ari? And he said no. Did y'all believe him? I didn't either, but she did.
Here's the thing, y'all. He believes everything he says because he's a fuckboy and he doesn't think he's wrong.
You will, because also he's,
as George Costanza says, it's not a lie if you believe the lie. Trust me. And the thing is, he doesn't think he said anything wrong. He is in his relationship, in his marriage, he is the decision maker. He decides what's right for him. And because as soon as Ari says anything, he says, you're being bossy. And Ari does not handle that well.
No, she does not.
And I'm not saying she should. However, they're the worst two people to be together. We all know that.
I think Janice believes him, but says she knows, if I just say I believe him, I can get him to come over to the U.S.
Yeah,
and
totally
fix this relationship.
And we saw that.
Right?
Sorry, Isabel. In the next thing, Ari basically moves the goalposts again and goes, Benyam, we need to go to the U.S. or it's what's not going to happen. And we all knew this was coming. We've known this was coming since season one.
Yes.
Because she's had her, as her sister says, you've had your little fun.
Fun.
You've had your little pregnancy in Ethiopia. We're waiting for you to, like, you've had your exotic thing.
Yes.
Come back to us in, like, Princeton, and we'll, like, go to the DAR meeting or whatever. And now she's basically, like, and Janice
but
is,
Benny,
like...
But Benny wants to talk to Janice because Ari is unreasonable.
And Ari talks over him.
Him and doesn't, like... So he actually... That's the weird thing is I think they're younger because they both have the emotional maturity of like 17-year-old kids.
Yeah.
And so, both of them. And so now I'm like, God, does Janice get a special place in heaven or something? Because she's going to be fucking taking care of them forever.
She's a fucking Budinsky.
She is.
For sure. But the problem is she has to be because they're going to make messes of their lives. Now, here's the thing. This was my favorite thing I saw. She said, Benyam said, I lied to her because I didn't want problems. I'd rather hide things than her freak out. And the thing is, you cannot make a fuckboy into a husband without getting a major upgrade. Like a system upgrade.
Yes,
like a
reboot.
System update. You need a whole thing, and that you would take that fuckboy to the Apple store, and you would go, can we get a system upgrade? And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. This one's too far gone. You need a new model.
Yeah, it's hardwired.
And they go, and you go, oh, really? And they're like, look at him. He's already tried to fuck the other Apple store girl. That is precisely what's happening.
That's precisely what's happening.
Like, she's trying to make him into a husband. Now, she can will that to happen. It might happen.
The thing is, though, is Ari is a party girl.
She is.
She got pregnant. Like, but y'all,
bang
she
trip.
Was,
she that was a bang trip.
She was the girl in the music video.
Like, woo! Bang trip! I love a good bang trip. Not gonna lie.
They won't let me back in Portland, but I did enjoy it.
So, anyway, Janice is like fixing things. She has a good conversation with Binyam, and Ari comes back kind of sleepy eyes, like, did you fix my life?
Did you have the time?
Did you get it done, mommy?
Did you do it, mom?
And Binyam's like, I really need to fix my family beyond all costs. This is what I need to do. And I'm thinking, you don't know how to do this. Both of you live in such a dream world.
Yes.
Janice is the only one being
real
about this.
She plays therapist. I mean, that's what a therapist, they sit and say, so what I heard was this. And she does the whole thing, and I'm just, and Binyam's just kind of sitting there nodding.
And then they're like talking about it. Like, so we talked about whether he cheated or not. And Binyam's like, he's completely emasculated, just sitting there. And Ari,
it kind of is hard to take him seriously too, because his hat's kind of wonky.
It's a little askew.
He's just sitting there.
And then y'all, this was amazing. And Ari's like to her mom. She's like, "Are you satisfied?
Yes.
Do you believe him, mom? Because it really matters if you trust my husband or not. Not if I do."
And she's like, "Well, we talked about the line." And then Ari says, and I was like, what the fuck? Where'd this come from? And she says, an ugly truth is always better than a beautiful lie. And I went.
That was in some self-help book.
Please don't break
our microphones.
I didn't mean to drop. It was a meme, and it was effective.
And y'all, he says, both of us, I did Ari's voice there, both of us have to change. And she's like, okay, I will too. Now,
Janice is exhausted.
Y'all, I don't know what these two are going to do. This is the only couple that I have no idea what's going to happen.
I think he is going to come to the U.S. and then.
Well, that's the only way they'll survive.
I think they're going to come to the U.S. and then, y'all, she's going to cheat on him.
She is. Do you think she'll cheat on him?
I don't think she'll break. I think he can cheat on her, but yeah, she's going to get bored. Ari gets bored.
This is a term we usually reserve for men. She's a sexual tourist. Hey, no shame in the game.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, know what you're touring around and know what you're going to marry. Your bang trip, boy. What you're gonna? This really does feel like Jerry Springer. Now people are like, So a woman just went,
Yeah, and another woman went,
Y'all, this is based. That's the show.
Yeah,
and we have.
That's so, the show.
That's
for
the show.
Normally.
That's the show normally.
But because it's our first live show,
we call these people.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
I didn't prepare anything. I know. This is totally something. If this is not on this thing, but if you decide you want your sister to officiate a wedding just to troll your fucking ex-husband,
it's brilliant.
Come the fuck at us.
Call us.
Call us.
Call us. Now,
y'all,
wait.
This is not the end.
We're playing a game.
This is the Wheel of Impressions,
the
y'all.
Wheel of Impressions. All right. Quickly now, because I can't dance around anymore. Okay.
I know, I'm winded. We got to get in better shape.
I want to know, who came the farthest, Poodle?
We were going to cut this segment,
somebody's got to spin the wheel.
No, we were going to do a different thing.
We are?
You did not read the...
I didn't read the thing.
It's who'd been reality gayed.
Oh, who had been reality gayed? I forgot about that.
I'm dying
Has anybody
inside.
Been reality gayed in here?
One here, right here. Shout reality gayed means you were somewhere and you heard me say raw hard cock and someone
in your automotive shop, and then you have to go pick up your car.
It means you're horrified. Tell your story, honey. Tell the best one. Hold on, sorry, y'all. Say that one more time, because cum fart really did end everyone else's listening. One more time.
Yeah, you made that joke.
I know you did it. One more time, cum fart lady.
You know what? You win. Come up here and you can spin the wheel. Wow. Wow.
Everyone applaud for Senora cum fart.
I'm so, what's your name, sugar?
It's Heather.
Hi,
Heather.
Heather. But it happened at a Chick-fil-A.
Oh!
I manifested it. Manifested. Manifested.
Oh, this is ruining the world, and I love
it. Wow. Wow. All right, Heather.
Heather, spin that motherfucking wheel.
This is what's gonna. Yeah, go ahead and spin the wheel and get an impression. This is the jankiest wheel. Porn Granny. Oh, ho, ho.
No! I was praying this would not be chosen.
Okay.
So, I think we should spin again, because I don't think there's anything I can, like,
no,
say.
I'm doing Porn Granny, but we got to get somebody for you.
Fine.
All right. Okay.
I hope it's Florian.
One more.
I'm just going to choose.
Oh.
Oh.
That's Stan and Lisa. Do it again, though. That's a duo.
It's a duo. Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, that's two for
that's
you.
That's me. That you got to get Poodle.
We need to plan on this better.
Oh, you
I'm
know what?
I'm doing Florian. That's it.
Just do Florian. All right.
Don't
Thank
you love
you,
it
Heather.
How things work
Thank
out?
You. Okay, so we're going to take where you were in an automotive shop. So this is the scene. It's going to be Porn Granny and Florian in a Jiffy Lube. You want to sit for this, or are we standing?
I think we're standing.
Okay.
I need my strength.
I'm going to enter.
I need some water before this.
I'm not- hey, excuse me. I'd like to, I like this pose. I used to dance on pose a lot. Your pose a lot. Pick a pole and I just rub on it, you know, kind of mount it. I like to mount a pole gritty, a pole gritty. Mary, Jesus Lord. Yeah, you like that? Oh, sorry, I gotta get my car fixed. You are here at Jiffy Lube. This is new job. Okay. I normally model. Okay. But okay. I normally you hear have you ever done a? Have you ever done it? Have you ever done a... Why are you leaking leaks? Sorry, I forgot my keys at home. Have you ever done adult work? Wait. Adult no, work? No, but you are strangely beautiful. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I can feel a lot of women things... women are
seasoned women.
Oh, yes, I can feel a lot of things in my vagina. Yeah, porn, Granny. I've done a lot of porn. I prefer you to be... beautiful Christian woman. Oh, I am Christian. You should see, I put a lot of Christmas presents up there. Love Christmas. No. I get all my presents on December 25th. It's I know birthday. Something about Christmas. You're a fucking idiot. What? You know, the Father Christmas, no, come on. No, Father Christmas, come on New Year's. You're a fucking idiot. Get the fuck out of my Jiffy Lube. Okay, you want to get me from the back when I leave? It is tempting. And Porn Granny, come on, you know you want it. Love watching you walk away. Thank you. Appreciate it. It might have been love of life. Well.
I don't know if we're going to do that bit again.
No, that hurts. We're not taking this wheel anywhere.
We're not it's taking this wheel anywhere.
It's also the most unbelievably unwieldy thing in the world. Y'all, it's unwieldy wheel.
It's unwieldy wheel. All right. Next? Oh, I think we're, I don't want to say anything now.
No, that's, y'all, that's the show.
That is the show. Yes, okay.
So, here's the thing. We hope you guys have had a good time tonight.
We had a great time. Oh, I want to remember, we've got a couple of thank yous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And so, got it? That's mine. Yeah. So first of all, we want to thank you to Kristen. She is our booker.
Kristen is our tour coordinator, our booker. Y'all, she's amazing. She helped us all this.
And it's coming soon, but just so you know, we're announcing it in like a week, but East Coast and the Northwest, we're coming. So we're getting there.
Fuck you.
Wow.
Later. You're going to get it in like 2023, Ohio.
We also want to thank...
Like trends.
We want to thank Dynasty Typewriter. We want to thank Nikki and the tech booth.
Nikki
everybody.
And the tech booth. All the Dynasty
staff. The merch people. Yes, all the Dynasty staff.
Our fireman, David.
Yep, he left. He left.
Our party bus, Priscilla, and the bus driver.
We don't know his name.
Our tech crew, our camera crew with Ann, Ian, Lexus, and our meme queen, Christina,
who edits our videos. Christina. She's
Sarah
here.
And our entire team at ACAST.
Yes, ACAST got us those flowers. Yeah. We love ACAST.
Jackie Weissman, our
yes,
moderator.
Yes, OG, Jackie Weissman.
And our Sissy Squad mod team, who some are here tonight. And I will say, we're honored just to be able to make you smile, laugh, and just or think differently or have conversations with your family or have conversations with your friends. Anything we can do to make your life easier or sometimes more complicated.
Or ride that dick more.
Or
sex
ride that
positive.
Dick more.
We're sex positive.
And
yes.
And like
we're gonna do something. We're gonna since we did Cabaret years ago, we always kind of we sang this song and this is how we ended it. And we thought this would be an appropriate way to end our live show. Shows. Especially with everything going on now.
Yeah, and like I just jotted down some thoughts that we hope that you guys have been able to forget your troubles for an evening. And we know that it's not great right now. Things are getting better, but it's not great. 6 months from now, it's going to be different. A year from now, it's going to be even more different. So if you're in that part of your life where you're going, fuck, I can't make it. Remember, a month is different. 3 months are different. A year is different. Have hope. So what I would tell you is
we'll be here.
Stay hopeful. Stay hopeful, find your happy, find your little happy each day, and keep the fuck going, Queens!
So long, sad times, go long, bad times, we're free of you at last.
Howdy, gay times, cloudy gray times, you are now a thing of the past.
This is Judy, bitches.
Judy and Barbara.
Forget your troubles, happy come on, days. Get happy.
Ah, here again.
We're gonna chase all your cares away.
Ah, clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come
let's
on,
sing a song.
Get happy.
Of cheer again.
We're headed for
happy
the
days are here
day.
Again.
The sun is shining.
All
come
together.
On, get happy.
Shout it now.
The Lord is waiting
no
to take
one
your hand.
Who can doubt it now?
Shout hallelujah.
So
come
let's
on,
sing
get
a song
happy.
About it now.
We're going to
happy
the
days are here again. Take it.
We're headed across the river. Across your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on.
From now on.
Forget
with your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Here again.
We're gonna chase all your cares
above.
Away.
Are clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come
let's
on,
sing a song of cheer again.
Happy times.
Happy nights.
Happy nights.
Happy times.
Happy days. Here.
Again.
We love y'all. Good night. Keep going, Queen.
Happy. Find your happy, find your
Thank
hope, everybody.
Thank you again,
everybody.
Dynasty Typewriter.
Thank you, Dynasty Typewriter. Thank you, everybody in the booth.
We'll see you at the VIP.
Have a lovely night, everybody. Thank you so much.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.